You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26 to 29. Now, an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." One of the works of angels is to order our steps, to position us. You will see that the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." The angel was basically positioning Philip in a place where he was going to come in contact with the purpose of God. He was going to come in contact with the assignment of God. Now, angel don't need to speak to you expressly like this. The scripture says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. God is not ordering our steps so that we can eat and become obese. God is ordering our steps so that we can be positioned for his assignment. But the problem is that many people were positioned, but they did not know the reason why they were positioned, such that when the opportunity came to attend to the assignment of the Lord, they did not rise up to the occasion because they are so fixed on themselves. They are so fixed on selfish interest. They are so fixed on the things they've not been positioned for. Every opportunity God is giving you, it's a platform. It's a position. You know, sometimes you may think that, oh, you know, I just had an opportunity and I applied for visa and I was able to get permanent residence. And within a few years, I got my passport. To you, that may look like a natural sequence of events. What you may not know is that there are millions of people who tried that same thing who didn't get through. There was a positioning behind your life, particularly you as a child of God, because God needed you to be in that place at that particular time. And so he made all the workings possible for you. You may think you are the one working, because when angel works, the bulk of the works of angels are not known to us, are not even seen by us, except you are very sensitive, except you have grown by the word of God to be very sensitive. That's when you can begin to perceive that there is something behind this series of events that is beyond natural cause. You could sense that there is a spirit behind what has happened. You must understand that you are being divinely positioned in life. There is a reason God allowed you to get that job. There is a reason why God allowed you to be in that country. God does not give you opportunity so that you can boast to your family members, so that you can oppress people or you can impress anyone. Everything God is doing is for his own glory. There is no single thing God is doing in your life that is for you to oppress others. Every single thing he's doing in your life, every single thing he has done is for his own glory. So Philip was well positioned. And when the eunuch came, the Holy Spirit simply told him to go and join the chariot. I was surprised the Holy Spirit didn't tell him, go and preach to that man, because Jesus had already issued that instruction already. So all that the angel did and the Holy Spirit did was to position Philip to fulfill the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say to you also, that is exactly what he is doing in your life today. It may not necessarily mean to preach to somebody explicitly, as we saw in the case of Philip and the eunuch. It will simply be that you will be able to meet a divine assignment. It's about divine assignment. God is positioning us. I just realized, looking back at few years of my life, that at every point I was actually divinely positioned. Places I went to sometimes that I didn't like, but which I had no choice, I had to stay, was part of his plan for my life. I just look at it and I was like, God is just so merciful. That's why it's a blessing to be in Christ, because it makes it a lot easier for your steps to be ordered than when you are a non-believer and you are just living your life the way your flesh or your brain is telling you. Because if you notice in that verse 26, he said, this is desert. How many of you would want to be positioned in a desert? But that was where Philip was positioned. And that led to salvation, the salvation of one person. Imagine if Philip had disobeyed. Philip's obedience led to the salvation of the Ethiopian eunuch. Your own obedience will bring salvation to millions. Don't ever underestimate your obedience. It may look small to you. You may even look small to yourself. You may say to yourself, I'm just small in my small angle here. Do you know that God may have allowed you to get the kind of job or business you are into to be able to have resources? And those resources may be used in producing things that could bring people to the knowledge of Christ. That God will have used you to be the vehicle through which some people came to know Jesus. So be rest assured that in life, you are positioned for divine assignment, not for selfish ambition. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.